Good morning. High pressure brought clear skies and light winds to the region overnight, and as a result, temperatures dropped off quickly, and most places are waking up in the 20s early this morning, with even a few teens sprinkled in, especially across the higher terrain. We have a beautiful sunrise, and sunshine will dominate throughout the day today, complements of that same high pressure center. We'll have a developing but light and steady southerly wind across the region. This will allow temperatures to push about 5 to 10 degrees higher than where we stopped yesterday. And for most of us, that means high temperatures in the lower 50s on average. Overnight tonight, skies will remain clear and another chilly one, perhaps not as low as this morning, but still most places in the upper 20s to around 30. This will set us up for more sunshine during the day tomorrow, although some high clouds will move in with the advance of a front heading our way from the Great Lakes. This front doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, so even though clouds will increase late in the day tomorrow, I think it will stay dry, and temperatures will be a notch higher again and in the middle to upper 50s. Heading into the upcoming weekend, that front should wash out over top of us during the day on Saturday, so we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather. It'll be breezy and pleasant with highs in the upper 50s to right around 60. And with high pressure building in on Sunday for Easter, it'll be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and even a bit milder with highs averaging in the lower 60s. It goes up from there into the middle 60s with a dry start early next week before the chance of showers enter the picture on Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures still, though, in the mid-60s Tuesday afternoon and in the upper 50s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings remain in effect for the Arrowhead of Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the western UP of Michigan. A storm will continue to track through the western Great Lakes and into southern Canada today. Snow will continue to fall, eventually winding down during the afternoon with another 2 to 4 inches in many places. This will bring storm total snowfall up to 12 to 14 inches in some locations. Gusty east to northeast winds will also cause areas of blowing and drifting snow, especially near Lake Superior. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Pompano Beach, Florida, at 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 19 degrees with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 18, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.70 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 below zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, Boston sunny, breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 26. The average temperature, 34, that's 14 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow. For the month, 2.4 inches of snow, which is 7-tenths of an inch above normal. And 73.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 15.1 inches of snow above normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 286, that's 35 below normal, and 6,550 for the season, which is 356 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2002, and the record low 21 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny, not as cool today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and Not as cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Mostly sunny, not as cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Mostly sunny, not as cool today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, not as cool today, with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late in the day, milder in the mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, pleasant Saturday, upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds for Easter Sunday, milder, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, back into the mid-60s. More clouds Tuesday, a chance of showers mid-60s, and a chance of showers Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.